Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I was wondering if we received the contract from Ms. Park. She said last night that she'd fax it here today.
It hasn't arrived yet. Perhaps we should call her if we don't get it by lunchtime.
Well, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning and she's very reliable. The Seoul office is running so much better since she became the manager.
Number 41. When does the conversation take place? Number 42. What are the speakers waiting for? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Mrs. Anderson, welcome back. How was the vacation?
It was great. I stayed at this tiny hotel by the lake, hiked during the day, and visited local restaurants in the evenings. It was wonderful. Thanks for watering my plants when I was away.
That's not a problem at all. You were such a great help when we went on vacation the last time. Oh, here are all your newspapers, by the way. We picked them up for you while you were away.
Number 44. What has the woman just done? Number 45. Why does the woman thank the man? Number 46. What does the man give the woman? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I have a question before we call the first applicant in. Will we be done here by noon? I told a client I would meet him to discuss some business over lunch.
The last interview starts at 11 o'clock, so we should be done in plenty of time. I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon anyway.
Okay. But if it looks like that 11 o'clock interview is going to go much more than an hour, I'll need to step out to give my client a call. I might just have to ask him to reschedule.
Number 47. When does the last interview start? Number 48. Who is the man planning to visit this afternoon? Number 49. Why might the woman make a telephone call? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
If the rain doesn't stop within the next 2 hours, we should consider postponing Maria's retirement party.
I think it's too late to postpone it. The caterer and florist are set to arrive in an hour, so we'd better come up with an alternative to holding it in the garden.
Why don't we have them set up in the conference room instead? It's a shame to move it indoors, but what other choices do we have?
Okay. I'll go to my office and call everyone to let them know that we're moving the party from the garden to the conference room.
Number 50. What is the problem with the party? Number 51. Why is the party being held for Maria? Number 52. Where was the party originally scheduled to take place? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Dr. Chen and I are going to eat at that vegetarian restaurant by the station. Would you like to come along?
You mean the one on Logan Street? I went there about 2 months ago, and the service was pretty slow.
Well, I heard they hired a new manager a couple of weeks ago, so maybe it's better now. Plus, it's close enough to walk to, so we won't have to drive.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. How long ago did the man visit the place being discussed? Number 55. How will the speakers probably get to their destination? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I just checked my hotel room and I can't find the blue folder I took to the effective training strategies session yesterday. It's not in my briefcase either.
Maybe you left it in the effective training strategies session. I think I'm attending a seminar in the same auditorium today. Should I have a look for you?
That would be nice of you, thanks. It has all the notes I took for the article I'm writing for Pacific Business Review.
I'll meet you back here in the hotel lobby at 10, and I'll let you know if I find it.
Number 56. Where does this conversation take place? Number 57. What is the man looking for? Number 58. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like the vegetable soup, the large salad with chicken, and medium coffee. Oh, and a slice of chocolate cake.
That will be $7.25. But just to let you know, we have a discount on desserts today. You can buy 2 pieces of pie or cake and get one free.
In that case, I'll take 1 piece of peach pie and 2 pieces of chocolate cake wrapped to go.
Okay, your total is $8.50. Please move to the end of the counter to pick up your order.
Number 59. What is being offered at a discounted price? Number 60. Where are the speakers? Number 61. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
This is Leo Schultz with CoreBank Credit. I'm calling to verify some unusual activity on your business credit card account.
What kind of activity? Do we need to be worried?
Well, Ms. Yamada, I wanted to confirm 3 large transactions made in euros posted in Dublin. Are you aware of these international purchases?
Oh, yes. We ordered books from 3 different booksellers there last week.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. What is the purpose of the call? Number 64. What does the woman tell the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Wong, I had a chance over the weekend to read your proposal for cutting down on our heating costs. It looks very promising. In fact, I'd like to implement some of the changes by April or even sooner.
Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. Do you think we should present some of my ideas at the board meeting next week?
Definitely. I think the chairperson will be especially interested in your thoughts on using energy more efficiently.
That's wonderful. I just want to see the university be able to spend more on educating our students and less on operating costs.
Number 65. Where do the speakers probably work? Number 66. What is the proposal about? Number 67. When will the proposal be presented to the board? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
How's development of the new coffee maker going? I thought it would be ready in January.
Well, we were having difficulty with the automatic timer, but we took care of it in April.
Great. Then it should be ready for the September trade show in Paris?
Yes. Marie's already started the advertising campaign. We're running an advertisement in Good Food magazine in June.
Number 68. What is the conversation about? Number 69. What was the problem? Number 70. When is the trade show? Go on to the next page.